So up to
Tezayin.
Senenet. Okay, Senenet is a filter. So you have a filter. Now, when I have a filter, which is catching dirt, let's start before that. When I have water with sand and dirt in the water, and I filter this water, pour it into the filter, and the filter is catching the dirt, letting the water go through, that's Baira. Now, you could clear, am I separating the Pesedis from the Eichel, the Eichel from the Pesedis in a filter?
Pesedis or...
Notice that what's remaining in the filter is dirt. It's going so out, it's Eichel. What? So it's the Lechar, I'm taking the Pesedis from the Eichel.
Oh, also coffee filters.
But either way, it's a problem because it's a Kli. It's not Biyad. And you can't separate it with your hand. You need that filter in order to separate it. But the key line is, I need to start off with Taravis. And when we take water from our sinks, there's no Taravis, there's no dirt in the water. You may prefer it being filtered so that it doesn't hurt your stomach as much. But
you don't see,
exactly, but you don't see anything. There's no dirt there. There's no real dirt. Even though in the filter you'll see it gathers some schmutz, you have to change it. That's not enough to be called a taraybis. So pashtus, a Brita filter and all those filters, a mutter on Shabbos, in our country at least, with the word that we have, would be mutter, unless you what's called the istinus. Istinus is a chiddush. The Bir Halachas is a chiddush. It says, someone who's so makbid and not drinking the water because they feel like it hurts them and bothers them, that they would go hours without drinking because they would not touch the water, then could be they created for themselves upsets over here. And there's no real upset.
We still don't see my sibar.
You're right. But since to the person, that's the chiddush. Chiddush is that to him personally, he created over here a pesedis.
It doesn't matter. Klapi the gavro.
Right. That's where I was coming off. Right.
We don't see my sibur.
What?
We still don't see my sibur.
Still the ice cube guy.
Yeah. still don't see my
sibur. Right, but that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though we don't see it, but the mice that the guy created by himself said, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
Rolled like that.
So most people are not like that. Most people, I don't think, right? People are not like that.
What about alcohol?
Now, what about bugs? That's a very interesting. The Chayadim, the Nishmas Adam talks about. Let's say you have a Taravis, where mitzad the Taravis, there's no reason you can't eat. There's no besides mitzad mitzias, right? Goyim, or before you found out that there's bugs there, people drank the water, no problem. So there's no real besides there, except what Halacha created a besides over here. Halacha created pesedis. Is that a pesedis? That's a question in Nishmas Adam. And that was a big machlokes between the Rabbanim in New York. There are certain Rabbanim that say that it's not considered Baira. Some Rabbanim say that it's considered Baira. Mice, what? Reb David, right?
This would apply to like washing vegetables.
Right. But I think Reb David.
For Moshe's time?
No,
this would apply to washing vegetables. Whether or not you can wash
well,
vegetables.
It could, but the mice of vegetables have dirt on it. Oh, let's say lettuce. There's dirt, there's sand on it. You know that? You know, they put sand on it on purpose to get you to wash your lettuce. So, and the weaker Hashem put more sand. Because they really want you to wash it well.
Sandbox with some lettuce in there.
That's what it is.
You pour Gatorade on the floor so the janitor will clean.
So that's another problem. But we have to talk about that case also. So that's a question in Nishmas Adam. And again, that's why some people will be machmer on it. I think the general klal used the filters on Shabbos for the water. Dove was matter, right? Now, just jumping. Again, I mean, really, we should continue, but the case where I take the lettuce, so what do I usually do? I soak it in a bowl. So Mishbura says soaking dirt, vegetables that have dirt stuck to it in a bowl is mechsin. It looks like bayir. It's not, you're not doing bayir with actual kli, but since you're using a bowl of it with water, it looks like you're doing bayir with kli. Therefore, on Shabbos, if one needs to wash lettuce, you turn on the running under the running water. You rub it under the running water. Fine, put a little soap on it and then rub it under the running water. Okay, now, so let's see. Misanenis. Also, the shtamish misanenis. Also, to use a filter. If you live, now I'll tell you another interesting tumul that came up here in Eretz Yisrael. In the fancy filters that people put in, so the water goes from the storage or the place of water goes into the filter. The filter has charcoal. It goes through charcoal. The charcoal cleans it out, and then it goes. Then there's a filter that it goes through. So what happens is you turn on your water. Water starts to come, and when you turn off your water, there's water that's stuck in the charcoal. Then I turn on the water, and the water continues to come out. So lechayr over here, there was a matzah. There was a stage over here where there was a taravis when the water was in the charcoal. And then, by me turning on my water, I caused it to separate. Or, how about Bechlal? Right, to...
She might separate it then?
Yeah. If I would look down on the bottom, I see the charcoal. No, but seeing it, but seeing doesn't mean... Before we were saying seeing is because I don't see any psalms. But here, if I look in the right place, I'll see it. It's just covered, right? There is a stage there where it is. So there's another halacha.
What's
which is negated to our filter coffees.
What's the taravis over there?
Taravis is the water with the charcoal. Water in the charcoal. Yep.
Passing through.
Oh, Rabbi,
I'm very confused about this taravis. Why am I allowed to clean the china plate? Why am I allowed to clean my hands that are dirty? This is taravis.
Okay.
Same taravis.
That is a good question.
I'm just saying, it's like we see the taravis.
No. Don't just say that. That question was a bomb question. Moshe Feinstein has to struggle on it in a tshuva about it. And many other great people struggled in tshuvas about why washing dishes is not better.
Cleaning the floor, everything comes all over the place.
You're physically doing it, you're not physically taking apart piece by piece.
Nice.
So just getting water on a plate.
I'm rubbing you in my head. It's underneath
I saw this.
What's the
burger?
You're
using
a Mishnah Brewer, the English one.
Yeah.
I saw it putting down a footnote, I saw something once.
The dishes.
I think the English dishes.
Oh,
what's
the answer? Not the English dishes, maybe it was the...
So Rav Moshe says, I have a... He says, he's talking about, the truth is talking about washing fruit under the running water, right? I just said you can take your lettuce and wash it under the running water. So Rav Moshe says that heter. He says, how do I know it's a true heter? Because there's a first halacha that you're allowed to wash your dishes on Shabbos if you're going to use it on Shabbos. I should be better. So he says it must be. He says a chiddush. He says, they'll like this one. He says, even though he says ve'efsha. He says ve'efsha, right? Other Paisim say straightforward. Rashi says ve'efsha. The pshat is, it's not bayra, it's rechitzas akedem, it's rechitzas apeiris. You're not doing bayra now, you're doing washing fruit. When do you say when you, what, right? I can turn everything into...
Yeah. Separating cards, not doing bayra.
Exactly, I'm doing separating cards, but separating is bayra. Very good, he just answered the question.
I'm cleaning up the game.
No, you're not cleaning the game. You're separating. You just said it. You said you gave that one away. Think of another example.
Just saying. The chocolate thing is like, I'm getting filtered water. I'm not separating anything.
Okay, so we're going to explain what he's saying soon.
Tea.
What?
I make tea. I don't know. My.
We're going to talk about that in the next paragraph. Next paragraph is tea.
Is he pro or against it?
I know what I am. I'm not sure what
he is.
But we'll discuss this. There's three issues. There's three things we need to talk about. Three things. Right, a tea bag. Tea bag has the bag itself as a filter. And there's leaves. And I'm taking it out. Taking out the tea bag. What am I doing? I'm separating the leaves from the liquid.
Pearl juice. You take it out with a spoon. Pearl juice.
Leave it in the cup. Now I take it out.
What?
Can't take a teabag out.
So I have three steps of it.
Take out with
the... First of all, in the water itself. There's water going into the teabag, going out of the teabag, going
the
in, going out.
I think you have to take the teabag out with water, no? That's like my
So is that better? So we'll see soon why that's not better.
It's passing towards the
then taking the teabag out. Is that better or not? You guys...
With water.
Yeah.
Oh, Bayless.
So?
Bayless.
Take with the spoon also.
I don't come out of the teabag. Also, you can't take the teabag out. Once the teabag,
so you slug it up from based on what we learned. We learned if you have a knedel in a soup, since it's a big solid in a liquid, it's not a tarifus. Not a tarifus.
So, no problem?
So I can take it out, no problem. Can I hold it over the cup to let the water drain out?
No. Of course
not, right?
It's a sifter.
Then I'm using it. Fine. We'll see that there might be a type
of...
You
don't care, you don't care.
When you pull it out, it's going to drain as you pull it
That's
out.
That's Bayer Me'elov, we're going to learn.
You don't care.
Bayer that happens on his own is mutta. There's a Shulchan Aruch talks about I have karshinin. These hard vegetables with dirt caked onto it. And the way they used to store it in these sifters. I don't know why. And it talks about carrying it from one place to another place. It's, even though while you're carrying it, it moves around and dirt falls out, it's Bayer Me'elov. By other malachas, we would say it's Enim Schavin, it's a great
charcoal guy.
Charcoal guy, also, we're going to see a heter. That the Shulchan Aruch talks about we have a sifter with sediments of wine, and I pour water on top, and the water comes out with a taste of the grapes. And it's about to, why? Because I'm not doing my Sabaira. Here's water. What did I do? Started off with water, I didn't start off, and I in middle went through a tarivis. So what? So the question, but the question by the charcoal is a better question. Because over there, it's going straight through. It's not stopping in the middle. But the charcoal is stopping. So the Europa is going to hell, that's a problem.
Why does it make a difference if it stops?
That's what I timed it.
What difference does it want to make? Is there something happening specifically when
you're
stopping?
Now it became a tarivis, and then you're separating
Salter
it. That's the way they viewed it.
Yeah, but that item is so
straight
than the water going through it.
I'm
saying it's like...
Still, but the water is lost in it. It's mixed in. That's the definition of tarifus. So that's what we tied in. Okay, we're jumping now a lot of different things. Same thing, water in, water out. Again, you have to take care of your bishul shalas.
Water filters, you're making an oil, no?
Oil by what?
Putting the cone thing on top of the cup.
Yeah. Oil
no, you need
tefachim.
One tefach.
Yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Tefachim.
But anyways.
So it has to be above the cup one
time? Anyways.
Shiloh.
You cover your pot?
The cover for the pot is made to go on the pot.
This is made to go on top of a coffee.
It's not made for that specific cup.
So what?
It's made for all the cups, even better.
If I use the wrong cover on the pot, it's also a problem?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeshiva's cover is not for the pots.
Wait, it's really oil, one tefach.
Like four times too big.
The whole thing would make it the
rest of young carriage.
Sorry. Right. Not open baby carriage.
That's a different thing.
You
shouldn't, unless it's ready, open a tefach. The chazan shal the tzmota. We'll discuss when we get to oil.
I know someone who slides. Rabbi, I know someone who slides the cup under the filter because he doesn't want to make an oil.
Oil is part of tebaina.
Impressive to be in
tebaina. All right.
Jumping down the trucks in the press.
Rabbi, I know someone who holds the filter like this and slides the cup underneath.
Yeah? Yeah, I never heard that. I heard people say it's lush.
Rabbi Solansky.
Only talk when you don't know.
Okay.
He went through the whole raid. I asked the same question. I said, what about a tefa?
Right.
Impressive.
He had a baby boy, Aga.
I heard
you want to hear a new Heter?
Yes.
New Heter,
Zalman. Rishleim Zalman was talking about tiyun. What's a tiyun? These little small pitchers that they put the tea scents in.
Oh.
And then you... They cook the leaves in this small pitcher, like a metal pitcher. And then, you see in these shuls, so the leaves are stuck in there. And then there's like a little spout. By the spout, there's a filter. Holds back the leaves and lets the liquid come out. So here you don't have the time we said by the ice cubes don't apply here because this is mamash pesedus. You don't want those leaves and that junk. Says real tarevis. So he said that since I'm pouring it to be used,
very hard.
So hard.
It's
terrific.
It's very hard. Everything on Shabbos is terrific. Take off your shirt, it's terrific. I mean, you're like the Kaylee. Shirt's like ketchup on the thing, and you're taking it off.
It's not a joke. You want to hear a case?
Everything's.
Okay, listen to the story.
Terrific.
Listen to the story, and you'll see, and it's not a joke. The Ramah writes that you're not allowed to spit out the window on Shabbos because where there's a wind, because the wind breaks your spit down into small pieces and carries it away. So it's zayre, it's winnowing, which is similar to bayre. So Frek the Bir Halacha, Rav Kiveger, and many others. If a bar you need an Eicham Tzeles, where's the Eicham Tzeles? So comes on Rav Yitzchak Zobeshtin, Chashuk Echemet. I once heard a shir, and probably only heard one shir from him. That was Jeh. I've read his formula, but he said in a shir that the Taroivis is the spit in the person. I'm the Eichel, the spit, and I'm separating the Tzeles from the Eichel with the wind.
I have a lot of other examples I can't
say. He went further. He quoted a mug in Avram and Hilchos Pesach. That's a good question.
It's the Levis. Where else is over here?
You don't live though.
Yeah, but there.
Okay, but it's the Levis.
No,
so that's it.
So then, he went further. Listen to this. He went further. There's a mug in Avram and Hilchos Pesach. It says when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, should shake the tablecloth with the crumbs out to the wind.
Oh,
right. So he said the house is the Eichel. The crumbs upstairs.